Brilliance Audio presents I Know Everything by Matthew Farrell, performed by Cynthia Farrell. For Mackenzie and Jillian, I can write about strong women because I live with strong women. I'm so proud to be your dad. Prologue. Although the darkness was too thick to even see his hands in front of his face, he knew the two bodies were with him in the room. A mother and daughter, killed within minutes of one another, each death an escalation in rage and fury, then desperation and futility. The lights had been on then. He'd seen every second of what had unfolded, heard every sound that had echoed in the brick and concrete chamber they'd been trapped in. But at the same time, it had felt like a dream. Even now, the sounds were only a whisper of recollection, growing faint as each minute passed. The wounds from the shotgun blast appeared to be life-threatening. He'd be dead soon. Of that, there was no doubt. No one knew where he was, and at this point, he wondered if they'd stopped looking. In the long run, it wouldn't matter. He'd be nothing more than a third body on the cold concrete floor, next to the woman and her daughter. This would be his end, his fate. This dark basement would be the last world he'd ever know. He was ready. In fact, he was looking forward to it. The heavy chain that connected him to the wall pulled on his wrist and weighed on his right shoulder. It jangled when he moved and sounded loud in the quiet space. He stopped, listening for the man up in the house, hoping the noise hadn't been loud enough to warrant a visit. Footsteps above. He could hear the man's boots walking across the floor. He waited for the inevitable sound of the basement door swinging open and those boots thumping as they made their descent down the stairs. But this time things were different. The footsteps walked straight above him, then turned back in the opposite direction. The man was walking quickly, almost running, from one side of the house to the other. A shotgun cocked. The footsteps halted. Silence. He stayed as still as he possibly could, listening for something, anything, that might tell him what was happening. He was waiting for that basement door to open, but there was only the complete quiet that enveloped the house. The chain on his wrist jangled ever so slightly, and he caught it in his left hand. It was too dark to see even a hint of anything. All he could do was wait and die. A door crashed open upstairs. Men's screams exploded in the quiet, one after the other.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?